You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Choosing the right property management system is a big deal. And we did our research, tried different platforms, and for years, Hostly has been the best fit for our business.
It's not just a PMS. It's how we run everything. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com, easy. No double bookings, no stress.
And let's talk about guest experience. The custom guidebooks, they are game changer. Guests get check-in details, your house rules, and even favorite restaurants before they have to ask.
Plus, it integrates with everything. Guest screening, direct booking payments, and even in-house damage waivers, which you know we love. And their new Inbox AI, it pulls from your guidebooks and property details to help you answer guest questions faster.
And right now, TFE listeners get an even bigger discount. Hostly just upgraded your deal to $500 off onboarding.
Yep, that means if you sign up for an annual plan, your onboarding is completely free. If you go monthly, you get 50% off your onboarding fee.
So go to hostly.com/TFE and book your demo and grab the discount using code TFE500. The link will also be in the show notes.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is sharing one of you, our incredible listeners, who is going to sdrshare.com, sharing as much as you can about your short-term rental so that we can celebrate you here on the podcast and on our Instagram account every Sunday. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing El Amra A-Frame. I'm going to spell that to help everyone. E-L-A-L-M-A A-Frame. El Lama? El Ama? A-Frame. Wow, that was a tongue twister for me. But this A-frame is gorgeous. It's in Alma, Colorado, outside of Breckenridge. I want you to take a peek at their Instagram. They've done a really great job of doing lifestyle photos, videos, just like reels. And the design is gorgeous. It is so well done. And I like in their one of their posts, they put details matter. We know that attention to detail is what separates us from the rest. We've carefully curated each property to make sure you are surrounded with style and comfort. Just, I love them explaining, I throughout their Instagram, like, tell me exactly. Like, yes, that is who we are. We have attention to detail, and it shows in their listing. They have some other things that just really give off that vibe, too. They have a record player, cozy blankets. They have amazing mountain views, and they've just taken this 1970s A-frame and infused it with that. It's got that classic cabin charm, but it's modern and comfortable on the inside. So well done. They actually also have another property too. And this host is a real estate investor. I went to her. I love going to the bios and seeing what she does. She has midterm rentals in Austin. She's a realtor. She's a house flipper. So it's fun to put all as much information as you can in your Airbnb bio also.
All right, Annette. I need to know, deep down, are you team strict cancellation policy or are you team flexible?
Ooh, this is like a heated debate.
It is a heated debate. Cancellation policies historically are highly debated in terms of, is there some sort of hack behind your decision and what it does to the algorithm? And it is something that we're going to cover today, the different cancellation policies that Airbnb offers, what happens when guests cancel, and what you as a host need to be prepared for. And of course, the reality of guests asking for expectations, it happens no matter what. And so we thought today we would share with you at least what we do in our business, when we have a strict or even a moderate cancellation policy or even a flexible cancellation policy, and a guest cancels after the time has passed, and even knowing that they are asking for something that they did not, you know, they did not agree to, and how we respond in those situations. So if you're ever curious how other hosts handle those requests from guests, we're going to go over that today. And just know this, as we get into the content, there is no right or wrong answer. It is your business. Mm-hmm. It is your decision. You just need to be able to back it up with your reasons why, so that you know that your decision is based on either data or some sort of business setup that makes sense for you and your team. But let's get into it. So let's go over all of the different cancellation policies that Airbnb offers us as hosts.
And those are going to range from flexible to, yes, super strict. All right. And this is coming from Airbnb's policy page. Now, here's a quick breakdown of each option. We have flexible. That is a full refund up to 24 hours before check-in. Moderate, a full refund up to 5 days before check-in. Firm is a full refund up to 30 days before check-in. A partial refund after. And then the strict, which is a full refund up to 48 hours after booking if at least 14 days before check-in. Otherwise, 50% refund until up to 7 days before check-in. And then we have super strict. And this is by application only. And these are even stricter rules. And these are usually for specialty properties.
So as you're gearing up to whether it's list your property on Airbnb or you're already listed and you just picked a cancellation policy because you were overwhelmed, today's video is going to be for you because we are going to share with you what policies actually do to your booking velocity, so how often you can get booked, and whether or not being flexible means more bookings, or if you can stay strict, protect your income, and still get booked. There is a theory out there that Airbnb boosts listings that have strict cancellation policy. Annette, is this true?
No. Like, there is no confirmation from Airbnb that a certain cancellation policy is going to boost you in the algorithm. And we hear it every day. Hosts are looking for a hack to boost their property in the algorithm. You know what? I'm just going to give you a hack right now. Be an awesome host. There are no hacks. Yeah. But we could sit here all day long and talk to hosts that had a strict one, got more bookings, made it more flexible, got more bookings. You could go from house to house, from host to host, and review those policies, and we're not going to be able to let you know one or the other.
So there is something where I know a lot of hosts who want to maybe move to a more moderate or strict policy, but they're afraid that if they do that, guests won't book. Well, I can tell you that of the listings that end up on the first page, more often than not, 50% of them have a strict cancellation policy. Meaning that if you're a good host, you deliver on what you promise your guest they will get when they stay with you, and your policy, your cancellation policy is in line with what's needed by the market, right? Then you have every opportunity to land on the first page of searches with other hosts who have more flexible cancellation policies. Here's what I can tell you. You can search and find out whether your direct competitors, what cancellation policies they have, and either decide to do what they're doing or, still knowing all that, do what's best for you and your business. If you have a really large property that it takes a while or people want to plan ahead to book it, and so canceling close to the date would truly have a big financial impact to your business, you might want to choose that strict cancellation policy. Mm-hmm. However, we really specialize in our market in downtown Columbus in small one-bedroom, two-bedroom properties. They are easy for us to fill up last minute. So we can offer flexible or more moderate policies because it doesn't impact our business if a guest can't show up even though they book. So you really have to do what's best for you and just know, no matter what you choose, if you've got a great property with pricing that's in line with the market and a cancellation policy that makes sense, you have every opportunity to get boosted by the Airbnb algorithm and end up on those first page searches.
Let's dig into the reality of having a strict cancellation policy that you have to enforce. Just because you have it doesn't mean that, I mean, yes, it'll be enforcement, doesn't mean you're not going to have guests. They're going to ask you for a refund, ask you for a more flexible policy.
I mean, that goes for like any rule you set.
Right. Every single rule, there's going to be someone that wants to
be. You're not pet friendly. They're going to ask you anyway, yeah. Right? Like, yeah.
Let's talk about some refund specific situations. Number one, maybe you're in a ski town and it forgot to snow. All right. And they're not able to ski. Another one, maybe you're in a beach town and there's a hurricane coming through and they're scared of the hurricane, and rightfully so. And we don't really want to talk too long about these topics, but these are real life things that happen. There might be a death in the family.
Yeah.
Maybe someone's just got a sudden illness, can't make it on the trip. Car broke down. Maybe a flight got canceled. There are so many things that can happen as us being humans lifing that you need to be prepared as a host to have these inquiries come at you and want that flexible refund, even if you've set the strict refund.
So let this discussion be that time in your life, that space as a host to make these decisions. When these questions come to you to break your cancellation policy, this is whether you're a moderate policy or even if you're flexible and they're trying to cancel hours before arrival,
right, exactly,
which has happened, you should still prepare yourself. Are you going to stand firm? Are you going to bend the rule? Or maybe you'll do like a mixture of both of what we can do is offer you a discount on a future stay with us, right? Mm-hmm. Some sort of credit on a future stay with us. Mm-hmm. And here's what I can tell you too. Even if you decide on what your policy is for your company, there might be a scenario that pops up where it's your policy to stand firm, but something in your gut tells you to bend the rules a little bit.
Right.
But anyone listening out there right now who maybe you're running a co-hosting business or a property management business, and now you've got people who help you with reservations, you don't want to leave them stranded on making a decision where they have to get a hold of you to make that call. And so having maybe a decision tree for your team, because it's not, it could be as simple as black and white, right? Whether we're strict or we bend the rules, or maybe it is a little bit more flexible where depending on the story they give you and the time frame before the stay, or maybe the amount of revenue that is on the line, whatever that might be for you and your business, develop a decision tree as best as you can to empower your team to make the call for you.
And again, let's get to that reality. You may have your decision tree, that we're gonna stick to our plan and be prepared. You could have if you stick to your plan, stick to your policy, the guest could come back with an emotional appeal. They still don't like your answer. They could really, really dig in, how can you live with yourself? This is my hard-earned money. Or maybe, again, there was whatever the circumstance might be. You have to be prepared that just standing firm in whatever your cancellation policy is doesn't mean the guest is going to say, okay, thank you. Sometimes they might, but be prepared for those emotional appeals and they can get real. So we want to give you some scenarios where we've held firm. Because they can still leave you a review, all right? And we know a lot of people, hosts, get really nervous about people holding, the reviews hostage. So, for instance, the boss, Bruce Springsteen, had a concert coming to town, and it was a weekday performance. And again, our properties really cater to couples. We were fully booked with all these couples coming to town to see the boss, see him in concert. And he canceled day of.
People went driving to town.
Right. They were en route when he unfortunately had to cancel. And that was when
we decided to stick to
the policy. That was so out of our control. It wasn't Mother Nature. It was actually the performer. And a lot of those folks, of course they asked, but then they turned their frown upside down. We're still going to come. We're still going to go out to dinner. We're still going to have a good time. So a lot of them, we could still just say, hold firm and they were just good with it.
And I can tell you the decision tree on that one was, it was such a big concert that I feel we were 100% booked across, you know, some 30, 40 properties. And every reservation that night would have been, like, our entire portfolio would have been at 0%. Mm-hmm. And that kind of loss, we could not take on.
Right.
So that, you know, it's that revenue impact where that might help you decide what you can and cannot do. But we are honest with you, like, no one left us a bad review for sticking to our cancellation policy, and everyone still showed up and had a good time. So, and we couldn't believe it. We thought like 10% of them would push back or leave us a not a great review, but we didn't experience that in this case. But let me tell you another story. Let me tell you at a time that I did bend the rules, but only because I got guilted into it. This is a very real story. I was managing a property that is Insta-famous, and it's a beautiful property, and it's an expensive property because it's unique. And we have a strict cancellation policy because if you cancel close to arrival day, we probably maybe could rebook it, but probably not for the same rate, or it's just a lot of work to rebook it with the right guest. Like, mm-hmm. it is what it is. This guest asked for a refund. I think it was just a couple days like before they were meant to arrive. Whole sob story. I forget what the sob story was. And I wrote back, I have a templated email with our stand firm policy because this is what we decided as a team for this property we would do. And it's very kind. It explains to them, you know, we manage this property for a family and it takes this amount of, I mean, I really provide a lot of transparency.
I know exactly why they couldn't come. It was not a death. It was not a sudden illness. It
I remember now too.
They had gotten pregnant in the time. And like, you know, it wasn't something where it was like, you know, traumatic, trauma.
People make up stories. And
yeah, it doesn't matter really what it was, but you still.
But you're not wrong. But you're not. It was one of those things where like, well, you knew that this could happen. Anyway, it's okay. But I sent the email where I stood firm. When I tell you, they wrote back and they were like, you know what we'll do? We will create a website dedicated to your company name. So postingcompany.com. And the entire website will be dedicated to how terrible you are as a human being.
Isn't that called blackmail?
Yes.
I don't even know if
it's called blackmail.
Okay.
And I could not believe it. Like, they were ready to tear down our small company. And like, he told me that he would get on Twitter, where he had apparently a lot of following. Mm-hmm. And he was going to tweet out the URL and really tear me down. And so I then picked up the phone and I called this guest and they answered the phone. And I shared with them, I am so disappointed that we can't come to an agreement where you honor the rental agreement that you signed and that the family who's expecting this revenue to come in can no longer count on this revenue. And your choice is to retaliate in a way that would affect me and my family and my business just for upholding that contract. But, you know, I don't want the threat that you're bringing on to us. And I do wish you well. And I went ahead and canceled the reservation on his behalf. And it was just one of those moments where you're like, there are humans out there like that. And I could have fought it. Like, it probably is blackmail.
And honestly, in fairness to this gentleman, he probably thought you were being one of those humans not being fair. Like, we thought he wasn't being fair. So
everyone's perspective is like, it is what it is. Yeah.
Guess what? We are humans. Humaning life is
every
a life.
Day.
But we're going to go over a few things you can. Again, how to kind of balance protection for you and the guest.
You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome furniture, decor, and supplies for our short-term rentals?
We're going to let you in on our secret weapon, Manoan. They are a free platform for hosts that offer steep discounts on over 150 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, Arhouse, Leesa, Parachute, California Design In, Public Goods, and Society 6. Plus, the ability to centralize all ordering and reordering needs to make tracking and bookkeeping a breeze.
I had my eye on gorgeous linens from Parachute, wanting to give our listing that wow factor with better quality that lasts. And my Manoan discount actually made it more cost-effective over the long run than the budget options requiring constant replacement. Seeing the savings, I naturally had to order more. All I had to do was head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and add items across partner brands to my cart with just a few clicks.
And when guests inevitably ask you about that awesome Lisa mattress that you purchased through Minoan, at a major discount, no less, you can point them to a custom digital storefront called Minoan Showroom. The best part? When guests shop their stay, you'll earn commission from hundreds of stores, including featured items you didn't purchase through Minoan.
So head over to Minoan.com/TFV_podcast, or simply click the link in our show notes to sign up. Let the savings and the earnings begin.
Number one, there is travel insurance.
Yes.
Okay. Airbnb offers it, direct booking site. You can offer it too. So that's always a nice way if someone wants to cancel, say, oh, did you purchase travel insurance? And that's the first thing. I'm like, oh, I knew I should have done that. Because if you're like me, I know every time I book a flight, it asks me, do you want the travel? And I go, nope. And I know I made that. I didn't get the travel insurance. So that's always something that you can offer. The next thing is offering a rebooking instead of the full refund. So we like to give these options so they can see like you're working with them here. And then the other one that I really, really works well is letting the guests know, if I can rebook it, I will gladly refund you. And that one works and feels very fair. Everyone's kind of winning at that point in time. Again, it depends on your workload. It depends on what's going on in your life. But we just kind of wanted to give you some of those alternative options to just fully, you know, not having to do refund the entire reservation. So those are all food for thought for you.
Okay, so for fun, we dug into guest messaging and we're going to share some real exchanges with guests, with you, just to get a feel for how we handle it in our business. Again, I can't stress this enough. If you're like, ugh, I would never handle it the way Sarah and Annette did, that's okay.
You do.
Because now you are, by hearing how we do it, you are like, nope, that's not for me. I like the way I do it. Or we could share with you how we do it, give you a behind the scenes look at our business. And you can say, you know what? I kind of like the way I do it this way, but I also like an element of this doing it this way. So that's what this is going to be about. All right. This one is from Amira. This is a good one to learn from. Good morning, Sarah. I hope you are well. My name is Amira, and I am interested in your beautiful unit for the dates June 9th through the 22nd. I just have a couple questions regarding if the unit is refundable and about parking. At checkout, it said that this unit is non-refundable, but on the Q&A page under the price and availability tab, it says full refund after 24 hours. I just wanted to get clarification on if it's refundable or non-refundable. So this is a good one because with the flexible cancellation policy, at least as of right now, they can choose to make it fully refundable by getting a little bit of a discount at booking, or non-refundable. So they have that option.
Like, how risky are they?
How risky are they? Right. So we responded with, good morning, Amira. We would love to host you. We offer two options. At checkout, you can toggle to which one you prefer. One is a refundable option, and the other is a non-refundable option with a slight discount. Did I say that right the first time? Non-refundable, they get a slight discount.
Mm-hmm.
We offer free off-street parking. It is on a parking pad behind the home. So just know that when you choose these cancellation policies, different online travel agencies might even offer a more nuanced option. And sometimes this confuses guests. And so we have to educate them on why that is.
Clarify.
And sometimes they'll pick the option when they get the discount, and they still want to cancel, mm-hmm. and you have to remind them
that they chose it.
Dear sir or madam,
and again,
you chose
depending
that.
On when they booked it, they might have forgotten.
No. Okay, here's an option from Robin, or in a scenario with Robin, where we decided to stick to our policy. So Robin, the booker, says, I'm aware of your policy, but figured I'd ask if I could get a refund. I made a reservation in error before reading your entire guide. Is it possible to get a refund or a partial refund? Because it would allow me to find other accommodations. Thank you either way. And we responded, it depends on what cancellation policy you selected upon checkout. Let me look up what you selected. I see you select the non-refundable option, so we would not be able to refund. And then Robin says, I wasn't aware there was another option. Okay, thanks for the response.
And this is where, as a host, you don't want to automate everything, okay? And this is where you want to read the messages, read through what the guest is saying. So this person here, like the way I'm consuming this, you know, is he was like, would it be possible?
Right.
Thanks either way.
Sure. Yeah, it would be great. I could help me either way. So they kind of, the way I'm saying it, like, oh, he already knows that he chose the non-refundable strict one. So again, you can kind of like see the way the guest is messaging you. And this is throughout every message a guest sends to you. You want to read through it, and there is a narrative there in the words that they choose.
All right, let's get another example. This is from Angie. Hi there, we currently have a medical emergency and are unable to come on the dates we booked. Am I able to get a refund or credit for another stay with you guys in the future? We have to come back next month to Columbus and would like to stay with you in the event we are unable to get a refund. I apologize. We responded, hi, Angelica. So sorry to hear about the emergency. That is key there in hospitality to acknowledge what they said, right? So I heard you. There is an emergency. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I just looked at your reservation. I see you booked the non-refundable option. Let me get with my team and see what we can do. And so Angie says, okay, thank you. I hope you guys are understanding. And so even though Angie said, I hope you guys are understanding, I am willing to wager, because I know our little decision tree, that there was enough time before guest arrival. We're probably in our high season where with our small properties, we know we can get it rebooked.
She is saying, I have to come back next month. So it's like, hey, this is a potential
rebooker.
Recurring but guest.
Mm-hmm. So we responded, hello, we are able to refund you. What we need to happen is that you will need to cancel Airbnb on your end. Remember, if you cancel as the host, it is a ding on you. So if the guest wants to cancel because of their schedule changes, make sure they take that action. And then I will be able to reach out to the Airbnb support team saying that we are refunding you 100% of your stay, to which Angie says, perfect. Thank you so much.
So in the end, like we said at the beginning, it's your business. You can choose whatever fits with what you are wanting. But we encourage you to rethink things if you picked your cancellation policy based on some hack you saw in some free Facebook group or whatever, that you can win if you have a strict cancellation policy. Mm-hmm. You can win if you have a flexible cancellation policy.
And always be prepared, because you're going to have a guest that is going to question your policy and always want you to go against whatever the policy is that you choose. So you're not going to be immune to guest inquiries on your policy.
No, and I can't lie and say that I've never been like, I know I didn't agree to this, but let me just ask anyway.
Yeah,
like, I feel like we've all done that. But when you're on the host side or the mm-hmm. business owner side of those questions, you can get so emotionally charged and upset. But if you really just go from the perspective of, hey, you got to ask, and then being able to empower your team, like we discussed, of how to make those decisions, then you'll be all set. But either way, choose what's best for you and your business. And with that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.